Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Mosaic Podcast, created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Benoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life, formerly known as Jewish Senior Services. We are proud to be celebrating our 50th anniversary of serving seniors in Fairfield County and beyond. Every day, we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that this podcast will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
Welcome to today's podcast. I'm Mary Przysinski here with my co-host, David Magner. Today, we're going to be talking about Mosaic at Home, a program that many people in their 60s or older really need to hear about. We are here with Jeff Gell. Jeff Gell has been with Mosaic Senior Life for over 10 years, during which time most of his efforts have been focused on helping our community become familiar with Mosaic at Home, formerly known as Senior Choice at Home. It's our Life Plan at Home program. Jeff received his bachelor's degree from Clark University, a master's degree from Indiana University, and his MBA from University of Connecticut. He has been instrumental in growing the Mosaic at Home program and regularly meets with individuals, couples, and families to help them understand the program and determine if it's good for them. So, Jeff, what is Mosaic at Home?
Mosaic at Home is our continuing care at home program, also known as a life plan, a program as well. And what it does, it provides, pays for, and coordinates long-term care for our members for the rest of their lives. And that includes home care and facility care, which includes assisted living and nursing home care. And it's really for people who want to plan well for their futures and protect their assets and ideally stay at home for the rest of their lives.
Why would people join the program? And if you were to join the program and you're living in Connecticut, and I decide for 7 years later, hey, I'm moving down to live with my daughter or son in Florida, am I still covered if I do so?
Good question. So let me tackle each one of those individually. So I sort of talked about why people join earlier. And people really join because they want to plan for their futures. The biggest driver of costs for older adults is their long-term care as they get, as the years go on. So this is a way that they do not have to spend a majority or a large chunk of their assets on their future care needs. It's covered through their program benefits. And it's a way that people can protect their assets and leave money for their kids or charities or whatever they want after they're gone. And it's a way for them to do that and really do what they want with their assets and not have to worry about wiping out their assets and spending a lot of their assets or all their assets on their long-term care. This really prevents people from doing that.
I have a question. What if somebody has long-term care insurance? What should they do? I mean, should they consider your program? Does it work in tandem with?
There's different ways to go with that. It's a good question. We have people who come to us with long-term care insurance, and what we do is meet with them, look at their policy, look at their benefits, look at what they're paying for their policy, and help them determine, is there a better way to go going forward? And we've had more and more people with people's long-term care insurance premiums rising pretty steeply in recent years. We've had people come to us in those situations. We've done the analysis that I mentioned before, and they have, not everyone, but a lot of people have decided to let their long-term care insurance go and give it up, essentially, and join our program. And we have different plan levels that people can join at with different benefits. Each of them costs a different amount as well. But so there's different ways that long-term care insurance can work with Mosaic at Home. And sometimes people want to keep their long-term care insurance and supplement it with one of the lower plan levels that we offer. And sometimes by blending those two things together, they can have a much more robust plan and coverage for their long-term care and their future.
So I guess it all depends on which program or long-term care insurance they have.
It depends on what they have, yes, exactly.
That's a great question. And kind of backtrack a little bit. If I were to purchase this type of program or financial protection and I move, can I use that no matter where I am across the United States?
Yeah, so we have what's called a portability benefit, which essentially it's kind of an add-on piece to the main contract that they sign with us, their main agreement. And essentially what that does is it covers them for their long-term care, their home care, their facility care outside of Connecticut.
Great.
And essentially what it does. So it's for people who think they may move, not sure, maybe, if they're going to make the investment, it costs a little bit for the portability benefit. It's not that much more. And so they figure, if I'm going to do it, let me just do it right.
Right.
And protect that part just in case I do move in the future. And so it just gives them that added peace of mind, knowing that that's an option for them going forward.
That's great. And I think that's really important. So many people do tend to retire and move down and live other parts of the country or live with a loved one. I really think we should also emphasize why it's so important for someone to join maybe now, especially when they don't necessarily have that need of care. So many times people are, you know, reactive rather than being proactive. So what are the benefits of starting?
That's a great question. And it's sort of a simple answer, but I'll explain how and why. So in order to be eligible to join Senior Choice at Home, one has to be healthy and active and independent. And we don't expect people in their 70s, 80s, maybe a little younger, a little bit older than that even, to be perfectly healthy, but generally healthy and active and independent, as I said. So once someone is in that stage where if they need help now, they would not be eligible to join at that point in their lives. So you have to get ahead of it. You have to plan ahead. You have to join when you're healthy. So that's why people should join now. And it's definitely better. I've had too many conversations with people who have waited. It's definitely better to do it a little on the earlier side if you think this is what you want to do versus let me try to time it perfectly right, because we'll never do that. That just doesn't work. No one has a crystal ball to know exactly when they're going to need care and to join right before that. You know, that's just the real world. So this doesn't work that way.
And the rates are comparable to if you're younger, I assume that if you're younger, the rates are more manageable than when you get older as well.
Yeah, we have a membership fee and a monthly fee for all the different plan levels, and they vary all over the place. But it is definitely less expensive to join when you're younger.
So as we all know, it's tax season right now. Some of us more happy than others. Are any of the portion of fees that we pay into, you know, Mosaic at Home, are they tax deductible? How does
yes,
that work?
Good question, yes. So we are in tax season right now, tax preparation season. So most of the fees associated with Mosaic at Home are tax deductible as prepaid medical expenses. All of the membership fee, which is the larger fee that someone pays when they join, that is historically been tax deductible, all of it. And the monthly fees, most of them are tax deductible as well as all as prepaid medical expenses. So it's people can really see some significant dollar savings when they join the program, especially that year when they pay the membership fee. And then afterwards, when they're paying their monthly fees, their premiums, they can see some tax benefits as well going forward.
So, Jeff, if somebody has interest in joining, how do they go about doing that?
There's an application process. So really just call our office at 203-365-6491. And I know we're kind of getting ahead of things, but we give them the application forms, we walk them through them, and we go from there. It's a few weeks for the application process to take place once we get everything back. But that's how we do it.
And once they're signed up and they go through that application process, is there somebody like a care coordinator that follows them? How is that navigated through this?
Yeah, so now you got to get to some of the other benefits, not just the paying for care, but there's a lot of support services too that are part of the program. One of them is, which is a very important part of the program, is the care coordination benefits. They have, all of our members have each of them have a personal care coordinator who gets to know them early on from day one and is with them for the rest of their lives, essentially, because it's a lifetime program with lifetime benefits. So we are with them. So that's, they have that person kind of in their back pocket who gets to know them. And then certainly if and when things start to change, something happens, whether it's kind of a gradual change or a sudden change in their health and condition, the care coordinator gets involved and helps them and gets them the care that they need and does a lot of advocacy for them as well.
Great to know. So, Jeff, you know, just kind of summarize what we kind of learned today about the Mosaic at Home program. It's designed to provide financial protection for individuals or couples who are currently independent and may wish to live at home as long as possible. And importantly, it ensures their future care needs are covered for an economical, predictable amount, all while being navigated by, like you were just mentioning, that personal care coordinator. Additionally, what I think was a great bonus, a significant portion of the fees paid can be considered as prepaid medical care, which may be deductible on their federal income taxes. And of course, if they get the portable coverage, it may cover members anywhere in the United States, which is fantastic. So I just want to personally thank you, Jeff, for joining us today and talking about Mosaic at Home.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK, that's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's Mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life, .org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.